Good. Yeah, yeah. What's going on then? Make it interesting.
Keep it
fresh.
Not to get too caught in those sticky ways.
I'm wondering if we should make this our permanent pickup.
Do you find it easier?
Well, I think it's equidistant.
Okay.
I'm thinking I left the house at 28.
Yeah. All right.
I think. No, 23.
Okay.
So 7, 8, 9 minutes.
And then, you see, the thing is, with the crossing...
Yeah.
It adds, a curveball.
Yeah. Yeah. Or at least it threatens to add a... Sometimes there's no curveball, but that's like a curve in itself, isn't it?
That's it.
Is it?
I was going for the uncertainty.
Yeah.
The whole.
Right, rather than a literal.
Yeah.
I was being slightly more literal, although not totally literal.
No.
But,
No, that'd be weird. You have to jump out of your car and try to hit a baseball.
You pull up outside the crossing, pick up a baseball bat.
The guy who works the crossing, grabs his baseball.
Fingers crossed he doesn't throw a curveball. Yeah. Hit it, drop the bat in the car. And then you're
good
off.
To go. Thank you.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'll get the ball. Yeah, just leave it. It's fine.
Well, that just got too weird for you now. Don't think on first time, you find that amusing. The next few, you still do that thing with the baseball and the guy from the, I don't know, it's starting a thing and it's, I don't know how to stop it.
Yeah.
Because you go a different way. Yeah, maybe.
But what if he's there? What if
he's just still waiting? Where's that Volvo?
He doesn't seem to stop anyone else.
Just me, I don't know. It just happened one morning.
Yeah.
And then...
One morning I stopped because I'd seen a basketball by the side of the road. I ignored that.
I didn't expect to see that. But I still ignored it.
And I saw a baseball bat and I thought, that's two sporting implements. So I'll stop. Picked it up and suddenly
there he was.
He was on the mound.
He was winding his arm.
He's like, batter up! Whoa!
Whoa!
No, I'm going to work.
Won't take a minute.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, fine. If it's just easier to just go along with this thing. many of the things that we evoke in this sort of sacred cockpit. I want to see them come to life visually. That's the thing.
I've got the sketch in my head now. I've got basketball. It's weird.
I was thinking.
And you just sort of step out and pick the baseball bat up. And all of a sudden, he's there.
Yeah, like, almost like you hear the sound of a hedge being rustled. And he just seems to be there. Where did you come from? And he's just, like, throwing the ball from one hand to another.
Yeah. But from the other side...
Oh, God.
But imagine setting this up. just placing, a few... You drive past the basketball, you drive past the set of goalposts.
Yeah, you're like, that seems to be there's a theme to these.
The basketball, I can explain away. But someone's setting up goalposts. This is, someone's put time into this.
Yes, someone's got up really early. or maybe stayed up late.
Yeah.
And probably.
Yeah, stayed up late. This is the act of someone who's sleep deprived.
This is not just an early riser.
Yeah.
Like thinking, well, I've got an hour to kill. Let me go.
This is Reich mentality.
Create a series of themed roadblocks. Well, not really blocks, kind of road.
Road distraction.
Road distractions.
What?
Because there's a head scratcher.
Yeah.
why is there a. Because sport is good because it's interactive.
Yeah.
Would it work with I don't know, board games or something? So I got out. I sat down and I rolled a 6. And the next thing I know,
the rest of the players joined the table. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, just to replace the word loyalty.
Yeah.
Retard. That would just pretty much work, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Got a retard card. Yeah, I have.
Can I interest you in a retard card? It just becomes the tard card.
The tard card.
And you have to add the words at all at the end of the sentence. Can I interest you in a tard card at all?
Yeah.
Why at all?
Why at all?
Because you know that it's very unlikely. At all.
At
like,
all.
Ever. Can yeah. I ever interest you in this ridiculous, totally non-beneficial to you card? Ever. Like, is there any, absolutely any
chance,
possibility,
really, I mean,
that you would be even the tiniest bit interested
take
at
a seat.
All?
Take a seat by the till there and just think about it.
Yeah, really, really think, because
yeah,
we really want you to have it.
Because this might be the last chance I'm going to ask you. And I don't want you to miss out on this.
Yeah, so we get so used to faceless,
yeah,
kind of impersonal.
Try and insert that in your conversation today. Just at all.
You in a coffee at all? See, I can't even get the tone right.
Yeah.
Because it's like, the way I say it, it's like, yeah, Jesus, like, it's almost like, you're gonna die. You've been sentenced to death. I interest you in a game of Scrabble at all.
But I think in your day-to-day sort of conversation, you're not gonna... The word at all.
It's so patronising, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's not going to crop up.
Yeah.
If you take it out of that sentence, the meaning doesn't change.
I know. Why do they add at all? Is it because they are essentially embarrassed? It's almost like it's a nervous tick.
I don't know.
Can I interest you in a turd in the hand at all? Oh God, I've got to ask this person.
Yeah,
shit. Could I interest you in a fucking smack in the arse? Like,
smack in the arse? Can I interest you in a smack in the arse at all?
You couldn't do it.
I couldn't.
It would come out. You wouldn't get the job.
No. Could I interest you in a tard card at all?
This is obviously, you know, it's a tense interview, but you're hitting at all a bit hard. Could you possibly kind of
don't
like...
lean into it. Yeah. Don't lean into the at all. Just make it flow as part of the question.
That's what it came down to in the interview for these jobs.
Yeah.
Like, we're really just, the shop is just a front. Sainsbury's, it's all one big front for the card. We want loyalty cards for everyone. That's the business model.
What you should say, okay, so I've got this on the flip side, I've got my loyalty card. Does this mean I'm not allowed to get coffee anywhere else?
Have you asked that?
I don't know, no, I was just thinking about it. That'd be great, that'd be what to ask, wouldn't it? You've got your Cafe Nero loyalty card.
Mm.
So, am I tied to you now? Am I allowed to get coffee?
That's a very good point. Interactions are supposed to be good, but when they just reduce them to, can I interest you in a card at all?
Just tick a yes or no box.
It's
tick
like,
yes or no box.
This implies that I've just literally crawled out from under a rock, and I don't know about loyalty cards. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
Has anyone ever said, in fact, we should try that. Wait till you're not asked.
Yeah.
And say, I'm interested in a loyalty card.
I'm interested in a loyalty card at all.
Do you have one of those?
here a lot. I'd like a card to show people that I come here
a lot. Yeah, I feel like I need something to really demonstrate, to reward me even, for being so loyal.
Yeah, this is my 10th cup of coffee and I've paid full price for this.
I feel like I'm just like throwing money away here. I need to get, you know, at least 10% of that back in some kind of scheme. Do you happen to
have a scheme?
Or, you know, or consider starting
a scheme? Do you have a tiny stamp?
Apparently, all you need is a there's a bit of a stationery kind of commitment. It's a stamp, some cards.
Ink, but I mean, that's negligible because it lasts a long time.
It turns everyone into a fucking whore.
Maybe you
it?
Should hand them out to friends, you know. Go, are you interested in carrying on this conversation? We could be friends further. And
yeah.
I could stamp you for every conversation we have.
And do they even call them loyalty cards?
I don't know.
Maybe because it just occurs to me, once every store has one.
Yeah, you can't be loyal
store. It really devalues that concept anyway. But yeah, so you're thinking, like, have social ones?
Have social loyalty cards.
Because I think that would be quite useful. Thinking about, I don't know, who's got your back in life?
Yeah.
They should get a loyalty card.
Yeah. Because everything they do that ticks you off, you could just sort of give their card a punch and go, well.
Yeah, every time you defend me.
Yeah,
to others,
I'm gonna give you a stamp.
Every time you don't, I don't know, rub my nose in my failures, you get a stamp.
Imagine that. Well done. Thank you for that. You didn't bring that up.
you had a great opportunity. You're the bigger man. Thank you. And of course, you know, it would be like both cards come out at once. That'd be a fun moment, wouldn't it?
But then you could just sort of go into this never-ending cycle of talking about, oh, thank you for stamping my loyalty card.
You always notice.
No, you're welcome.
You always notice my loyalty. Thanks for that.
You always notice my loyalty. There's a t-shirt.
Oh, I saw a funny scene. Funny cool. scene the other day. I saw this pair of real goofy looking bastards.
Kick them in the shit. Sorry.
This overwhelming desire to just like totally
hoof them in the legs.
Ream their shins. And then I kind of looked down and they're like holding hands.
Yeah.
Two guys.
Okay.
And I thought that's a really unusual scene.
Yeah.
Like, and they were both probably, I don't know.
Were they hipsters?
Late
like,
teens. Late teens. Maybe early 20s.
Okay.
As I say, pretty dorky looking.
Yeah.
I just thought, I wonder if they are literally at that. Is there a point of gayness where you're kind of like...
Resigned.
Resigned to gayness.
Resigned to gayness, what is that?
Well, no, but yeah, like...
Yeah.
I think... But you don't... That you think you realise the commitment.
Should we be gay? Or should we... Let's just have the sort of external appearance of being gay.
Yeah.
But not go do there.
I was thinking that wouldn't happen. I don't think that would happen in a well, I don't know, maybe that would happen in a burgeoning hetero relationship. Wouldn't you just be filled with excitement? I don't know. I imagine if you're starting out to be gay, it just wouldn't quite be like that.
Weird, isn't it?
You'd be thinking, oh God, cause should we just kind of like play, you know,
let's
computer games and sort of cuddle.
Yeah,
don't know.
Let's cuddle or not. Let's not do that. It's just,
And then maybe there's going to be... That's when you decide who's the dominant one. Maybe the dominant one just kind of leans in.
Yeah.
And just... Yeah, it's
the other one thinks it's me. Oh,
it's
me,
go
then.
Time.
What does the other one think? The dominant one leans in. The stone leans in. The sponge.
Oh, it's me. I'm the wife. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on. That's good. That's a good thing. Relinquish control.
That's it.
That's positives.
Yeah, yeah, we're past this. We're on to the next stage. I've just got to relax.
I've got to do my best to really just, like, kind of just think happy thoughts of just, like, loose, relaxed. Jesus, yeah. Because it's not one of those things of thinking, brace yourself, clench.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Same. That's it, clench, but relax. That must be. Oh. That's it.
Clench, but relax.
Imagine. Oh. That's it. That's worth a movie, isn't it, that?
Yeah.
That whole situation, that whole scene of
just that night.
Finding out who's the dominant guy. What happens when sort of...
They both look so similar.
What happens when two dominants meet?
Yeah, or two submissives.
Or two submissives, yeah.
Because they looked very submissive, but then again, you don't know.
Yeah.
Like the whole sort of prison thing, isn't it? It's like, you know, these are not gay men. And, you know...
They're desperate men.
Yeah. It's a manhole. that's the bottom line. No pun intended.
Well, yeah.
But, like, I mean, you know, the prison... It must be tough on prisoners, because they're, like, tough guys.
Yeah.
And we're all thinking they're just having, like, loads of gay sex all the time. And that must be bad for their image. And that's a taboo right there, because when they come out, it's like everyone's thinking it.
Yeah. You've just had
8 years of gay paradise. And now you expect to come back to this family? I think they probably think, well, okay, it's not about gay and not gay, it's about who gives and who receives. And I was a giver.
I was a giver.
And that sits well. Because, you know, that's what a man does. Actually.
Yeah, a man's a giver.
And if you go into prison, you become a receiver, then you're not a man. That could be how it works. Yeah, God. You ever think about yourself in that situation?
Not really, no. Not that much.
I think that's more of a deterrent than the death penalty.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's kept me, like, straight.
Kept you straight.
I just don't want to be...
That's kept you out of curries at midnight.
It's like sort of flashback. It's kept me out of Rumbelows. Oh, God. Rumbelows. That's a great name for a band.
I'm taking a breakfast cereal. Rumbelows.
No. Before they do the cereal, get a band.
Yeah. And then, of the cereal, the merch stand.
Rumbelows. Imagine a man called, like, Bob Rumbler. Like, lends a TV to his neighbour.
Charges like, him £5 a week.
And he just kind of, like, it kind of snowballs. And he thinks, right, well, I'm gonna, you know, this is like, let's go to Rumbelows to get a TV. It's like, it becomes a thing. It's like such a funny thing. Rumbelow.
Bob Rumbler.
Sounds like a call. Like a mountain call. Rumble!
Rumble!
like an avalanche signal or something. Rumble!
Or a sports thing. Yeah. Instead of four. Rumble!
God, like rumbelows. Rumbelows. And it's important that it has a possessive apostrophe.
Yeah.
It's rumbelows.
Rumbelows.
Belongs to Rumbelow. Rumbelows.
It could be a wrestling hall.
A what?
He's got him in a Rumbelow. Here come the Rumbelows.
Textbook Rumbelow.
What clothing? Have you got your rumbelows?
Some pack my rumbelows. I'm going snorkeling.
I've got my rumbelows for when it's hot. And I've got my thin rumbelows for when it gets warmer.
Cut off rumbelows.
Cut off rumbelows. That's the band name. Good evening, we're the Cut Off Rumbelows.
I would love to be in that audience. What someone said.
Cut off rumbelows.
Oh man. I want to look in the phone book and find a rumbelow.
Yeah.
And just let's do that. They're like wombles. I imagine they would live together. Somehow there'd be like a
like the monkeys.
A neighbourhood. They just they have rumbelows, restaurants.
it's a whole town centre. Everything's rumbelows, but just different things, you say news agents.
Yeah, just everything. A community. Proper community.
Maybe that's why they're sort of living in,
because it does embody a family business.
Yes. Yeah. What a strange name.
Rumbelow. I wonder if
is it a surname? I when words you keep repeating them, they lose all their meaning.
Yeah, like all the meaning that it had.
Just drains out.
Rumbelow.
Well. All the meaning of rumbelow. It's done. When words just become sound. And all the association, everything is just sort of.
You must have
taken
said it
straight out of it.
About like 50 times.
I think I've said it, in the last 5 minutes, I've said it more than in the last 20 years.